I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is a writer on the Education Beat, and he is with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva la fiesta, because it's just the best that you can forget.
Did you go to Zozobra?
I was there last night.
How was it? Did it rain on you?
They blew him up with lightning.
Really?
Yeah. It was a manufactured lightning strike, but it was a lightning strike. It was amazing. They tried something new.
That's so cool. Because it was raining, so I just, like...
It stopped raining around 7:30.
Did
I got
it?
There about 6:30.
I just went home.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was. I met a lot of out-of-towners who were fascinated by this pagan ritual, and I lied to them and said that it was my idea. And
Did they believe you?
They didn't know what to make of me, which is usually the story with people, but that's okay. It's fine. I had a blast.
They don't know what to make of you, but we make mincemeat of you.
You make a lot of things of me. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like Zozobra has sprung. So here we go today, 12 noon. Opening ceremonies on the plaza for Viva La Fiesta.
Yay.
If you're not interested, avoid the plaza. And if you are interested, head on down. It's going to be 3 days of fiesta fun, music, lots of food. You're going to dance. You're going to go see Pet Parade tomorrow.
The Pet Parade. It's the only problem with the Pet Parade is it's really early.
You get up every morning to do your show. You can go see the Children's Pet Parade at 9
What time is it at? It's
9 o'clock.
That's early.
No, you get down there with your doggies. Your three doggies would love the Pet Parade.
They would indeed. You know what I had? I went to give them their kibbles this morning, and I opened the bag of kibbles, and there was a mouse in it.
Alive?
It was a live mouse. It was running around eating my dog's kibbles. I felt like a total girly girl, but I jumped back and said, eek.
That happens. I opened up my recyclable plastic bin outside one morning to put some beer bottles in there, and a squirrely was in there because he was trying to get to the bird seat I keep inside. Scared the hell out of me. It was that scene in the Chevy Chase movie where a squirrely gets on his face. Those little rodents, they're scared of us, but they're like snakes.
They're very scared of us. And my dog, Milk, was interested in trying to find it, but he was really more interested in the kibbles,
which I
then dumped out, and he ate them.
Good work.
Because I thought the mouse was still in there, but it wasn't. It was scary. Anyway, go ahead.
Mousies get away fast. If they get inside your clothes, you're done for. All right, so Pet Parade tomorrow, 9 o'clock, free. You've never been to one? It's going to be a blast.
It's the epitome of cuteness.
Head down there, Paseo de Peralta and Palace. Basically, you'll find it. It's on Grant. It's on Marcy.
Does it start?
It starts near La Residencia Nursing Center, 820 Paseo de Peralta.
And where does it end?
And it finally goes to the back to the starting point.
Oh, okay.
It's like the historical parade.
It goes in a circle.
Sunday. It goes in a circle. So if you want to see the Desfile de la Gente, which started in the 1920s. It's 1 o'clock Sunday, starts at the Vargas Center.
Desfile de la Gente is a parade of people.
Yes, that's right. That's Sunday. De Vargas, Guadalupe Street, Alameda Street.
What's the theme of that parade?
That's the hysterical historical.
Oh, okay.
You can do either one. I was in that a couple of years ago. I was both. anyway, that's free. What else can you do? The Grand Ball is 7 o'clock Saturday night. I went to one of those and had a blast. You can dance. You got to pay to get in. It's at 7 o'clock Saturday, Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Pasatiempo, Rob DeWall of Pasatiempo did a really nice two-page spread on it. Has all the information about all the events. You can also check out santafefiesta.org, page 30, Pasatiempo. Last night was Zozobra, so you already missed that. But he's gone. Gloom is gone. Really good cover story by Doug Fairfield on Jerry West, an artist, who in this interview talks about Santa Fe. He's lived here since he was 1 year old, so he's sort of a local.
I would say more than sort of.
And I'm guessing he's, no offense, probably 65. So he's been around a long time, and he remembers Fiesta's past and some of his beautiful imageries in Pasatiempo and on the cover. So take a look at that story by Doug Fairfield. And then I promised I would mention Family Jam Night at the Pink Church. 4 o'clock, not quite night, but that's okay, it's early. 4 o'clock Saturday. You're going to have Joe Hayes, storyteller, Talking Hands, Talking Feet, Catherine Marks Movement, Arts for Everybody, and more. They're calling it an interactive music and movement event for all ages, and it is so inexpensive for the whole family because we don't say prices on KSFR. The whole thing is like 5 fingers of each finger equated to $1.
Stop!
The whole family can get in for that price. If I say it's a good price, it's usually that.
It's a good price. If you say it's a good price, it's usually
so.
Check out digital.
Famjam.net. Otherwise, 4 o'clock, Pink Church. That's at 1516 Pacheco Street, over near those ugly condos that are there now.
Well, once again, my computer is still broken. And so
I heard.
I know. So I get basically anything that came before last Friday, I don't have. I got a note last night that for our conservative or right-wing listeners, the Santa Fe Tea Party is scheduled for the state capitol tomorrow, Saturday at 2 o'clock. And it's all about fiscal responsibility.
That's for conservative people only?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. But, I mean, the fiscal responsibility, they weren't complaining about it during the conservative period in government, but they are now. I don't know. But for those who are interested, the Santa Fe Tea Party tomorrow at, no, did I say noon? It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the state capitol.
Meanwhile, El Circo Chipo Cabaret. Rope master Shanna Swanson, former Wise Fool New Mexico performer Amanda Crockett, team up with 6 other women to perform El Circo Chipo Cabaret. 6:30 tonight for a kiddie show. 9 o'clock tonight for an adult-oriented show. Ooh, I wonder what that means with 8 women.
If an adult-oriented show, I wouldn't go if I were you.
Why?
Because you're...
Oh, that's
a kid.
Very funny.
You're a kid
funny
in heart.
Lady. Always with the clowning. It's going to be at the Wise Fool New Mexico Studio, 2778 Agua Fria Street, Suite D, as in delightful, delicious, the 8 women. It's also going to play 4 o'clock Sunday up in Penasco. It's a little cheaper if you go up there. Here's some phone numbers. 992-2588 for information on the Santa Fe show. And if you're interested in going to the Penasco Theater, 575-587-2726.
Hey, one of my favorite events for the upcoming period of time, really for the upcoming almost year, the opening is the public opening this Sunday of the Contemporary Cuban Art Show at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
In Albuquerque.
And we don't usually cover that many Albuquerque events here just because of the limitations of time and space, but it's an absolutely stunning art show, and I can't wait to go down there.
Oh, terrific.
I interviewed the curator. I was on the air yesterday.
Excellent. When is it?
This coming Sunday. I believe it's at 2 in the afternoon, but you can go to the National Hispanic Cultural Center website, which I would give you if I had my computer.
Find out how long it runs and all that.
I think it's for like 10 or 11 months. It's a really long time that it's going to be there. And, you know, for people who think of, I mean, it really was such an education for me to see all this Cuban art, because nobody in this country knows about it. People in other countries know about it because they don't have an embargo against Cuba and other countries. But we are really isolated from, not so much from the music, but from the art of that island. And it is just, I mean, it has nothing to do with socialist realism or any of that,
no.
or Che Guevara or any of that kind of stuff.
A beautiful Sunday afternoon, assuming you don't want to take in the fiesta stuff here. Head on down there. It'll probably be a nice day to drive down. They're on 4th Street. 1701 4th Street Southwest. The show's called Confluencias Dos, Inside Arte Cubano. Group show, 2 to 4 Sundays of reception. The show runs through May of next year. Plenty of time to get down there. I'll give you a phone number, 505-246-2261. I'm not suggesting you and I are that different in this respect. The truth is, I love the radio because it's just my voice. And there's probably a lot of people that like to get their hands on me, but by the time they get here, I escape. I'm not really good with public performances, truthfully. And I agreed Tuesday night to host the Pignon Awards at the Lenzic.
You're hosting that? That's fantastic.
I am. And I'm nervous wreck. I'm not like you. Like, you're very good in front of an audience. You're just a lot of calm. But I'm not. And I'm trying to, like, downplay what I'm going to do, because I'm just going to go and be very respectful to these wonderful groups that are getting awards.
Yeah, we're talking to Billy Blair on Monday just about all of that on this show.
I know. I think Billy's going to be funnier than I am.
She's great.
But it's free. It's 6 o'clock Tuesday at the 15th at the Lenzic. They claim they're going to put me in a tuxedo. I've never been in a tuxedo in my life, so I'm nervous. And
I bet you're really cute in a tuxedo.
Well, thank you. So I'll be on the Lenzic 6 o'clock Tuesday night. If you don't like me, don't show up. If you like the Pignon Awards, but you don't like me, show up for the Pignon Awards. If you like me and the Pignon Awards, you should really show up.
So the Pignon Awards are given by the Santa Fe Community Foundation.
It's a terrific, terrific, and they're giving it to some really good groups.
They're a grant-making organization that really supports a very large number of organizations in northern New Mexico in the arts and in social services and in civic affairs and in the environment, everything.
And Billy Blair's done a great job there, and she's moving on as of New Year's to quote-unquote retire and play with her grandkids, which nobody believes. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, she's rather active.
I don't know Billy that well, but I know her well enough to know there's something going on here. Nothing bad, something good. She's going to do something next year, I have a feeling.
Well, we'll have to take a wait-and-see attitude about
but
that.
She's been great for the Community Foundation. I'm delighted to participate and help out. Speaking of which, one of the groups getting the award is St. Elizabeth Shelter, which I visited, and which is a terrific, terrific institution on Alleride Street. And I want to mention a book signing today at 2 o'clock. Right across the street from where you and me is, at the First National Bank of Santa Fe, where Anna Carvlin will be signing for her book, Dwell at My Door, on being homeless, 45 life stories. She interviewed 45 people who came through St. Elizabeth's over a period of time.
Oh, good. We were going to have her on this show.
It's a really good book, and she's going to be 2 to 4 at the First National Bank of Santa Fe. I'm glad a bank is doing this. It's a bit odd that a bookstore isn't.
But, yeah, well, maybe a bookstore will in the future.
Yeah, but anyway, head over there from 2 to 4. She's also going to be speaking 7:15 Monday at LifeLink about mental illness and the homeless. And that's on 2325 Sirius Road, 438-0010. Check out dwellatmydoor.com for information. I have a book review in the paper today. It's called The Confessions of Edward Day, a good book. Valerie Martin, a good read. Read it.
Excellent.
It's a terrific little book, so take a look there. What time is it?
It is 8:43.
Yikes.
8:44. Kathleen Fontaine has a one-woman
show
called Learning to Stay. We had her on the other day, too. And it is a kind of intense self-exploration of a very difficult period in her life where she got involved with drug addiction and healing from early childhood child abuse and... Pretty moving piece of work.
When is it?
It is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center.
1611 Paseo de Peralta, call 946-0464.
Is that correct, 8 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay.
Finally, hay fever last weekend, Noel Coward, Santa Fe Playhouse. I've heard some good things. I haven't been able to get there. I've been working on my own play over at Warehouse 21, and I've just had no time to go, but I'm hearing it's pretty funny. 988-4262, your last weekend to go. Friday, Saturday, I think they might have a Sunday matinee, a final Sunday matinee. Yes, they do, 2 o'clock, so head on over there. The reggae singer, Sister Carol, she performs with the Yellow Dub Squad. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, Santa Fe Brewing Company, 988-1234. That same night at 9 o'clock, it's Broadway, What a Drag, with such drag queens as Victoria Vale, Tiffany Starr, Rebecca Adams, Guava Chiffon. What great names. 9 o'clock, Silver Starlight Lounge, 500 Rodeo
Road. Guava Chiffon, that's a great name.
I know. You know what another good name is? Guadalupe Gomez. Remember that song from the 40s? And Guadalupe Gomez, won't you carry me home? Do da da do da do da. All aboard. 4287777 for that there Broadway What a Drag show.
You're very odd.
This month marks 5 years of you and me.
Is it 5 years?
And after 5 years.
Or 6 years?
No, it's five. And you say to me, I'm very odd. Why do you put up with me after 5 years?
Because I like you, and I like saying things and watching you turn bright red, which is what you are right now.
It's been fun. I'm glad it's just one day a week. You'd have a revolt if it were more. Paul Weideman did a terrific story.
What? Did you just call me revolting?
No, you're not revolting. He did a terrific story on an exhibit opening and book signing about Carlsbad Caverns called Visions Underground, art inspired by Carlsbad Caverns National Park, 1924 to 2008. Steve Elmore Indian Art Gallery, 839 Paseo de Peralta, 5 to 7 tonight. This stuff looks great. See his story. Pasa Tiempo. How many times have you been to Carlsbad?
I've only been once. And it was really stunning.
I know. I've been there twice and I love it. I don't get down there enough. But
caves scare me, but it's well lit.
Caves scare me too, especially when I'm like with people that are drinking and there's monsters in the cave and then the entrance is sealed up. Did you ever see those movies about that stuff?
Yeah, on the Fantasy Channel.
Oh, fantasy, you. Dil Sol String Quartet with composer Chris Jonas. Heya, Chris. 7:30 Thursday at the Lenzik. 9881234. Craig Smith did a story on them in today's Pasatiempo. Also, Serenata de Santa Fe is bringing a blissful and tender melodic journey. 3 o'clock Sunday at the Santuario de Guadalupe, 100 South Guadalupe Street. 989-7988, and Craig interviewed Ron Strauss, the composer. No relation to Richard Strauss.
Oh, right. That is, we were talking about that recently. That should be a wonderful concert.
And the studio tours are going to start later this month, so keep your eyes open. Pecos, Abiquiu, some of the others. Let me see. What else can we talk about? Oh, Paul Glickman's short movie tonight. New Mexico Film Museum, 8 o'clock. I believe it's free. El Salón, Mexico. Rob DeWalt tells me it's a wonderful, beautiful movie made in conjunction with the New Visions New Mexico Contract Awards from the State Film Office. Which, by the way, has a call out for entries. Check out newmexicofilm.com/locals/New Mexico Filmmakers for guidelines. Deadline October 16th. They have a total of 160 grand, 20,000 per person to help complete your movie, make a short, whatever, whatever. I think it's a good program. I know some people give it grief, but I don't. I think it's a good program.
Excellent.
Trish Lopez runs it, New Mexico Filmmakers. Paul Glickman made his movie with these funds. Rob DeWalt tells me it's a beautiful little short animated film tonight.
I heard about that. I think it was one of the emails that got lost. But anyway, go support Paul Glickman because he's a great guy and I think a very good artist.
I wasn't keen on You Who Mrs. Goldberg, although it's getting raves around the country. It's at Regal de Vargas, and I will tell you if you remember Molly Goldberg from TV. It's a totally forgotten first woman of television. It is kind of an interesting documentary. I just felt it was presented in sort of a dull way. But, I gave it a mild review of Two Chilies. It is at de Vargas. The filmmaker's going to be there. If you like early television, if you're an early television fan, you're going to probably like it a lot more than
I did. An early television fan, aren't you?
I am, but I just felt like somehow it didn't all come together. But the problem with movie reviews is you can rethink them. You can have some time after you've put out your review and you start saying, well, could I have? And I don't do that very often.
It grew on you.
This grew on me a little more than I admit, so.
So we would have given it 3 chilies, wouldn't we have, Robert?
No, I might have said 2.5.
Really?
I've gone up a half maybe, but it's still not, it's got some problems, honestly. It's kind of dull and the talking head interviews are really stiff. But the footage of Berg, who created this wonderful character called Molly Goldberg, is really fascinating. And there's a whole side story about the Red Scare. I liked Lelia's Birthday over at CCA. Opens today. It's a beautiful picture set in Palestine. Comedy, you could call it comedy, 70 minutes, short and sweet. Jericho is over at the screen, sort of a German take on The Postman Always Rings Twice. Jonathan Richards gave it a pretty darn good review. And Sorority Row opens at Regal 14 today. I have to go see that.
Oh, I think I saw the ad for that on TV.
Yeah, there's six.
These sorority girls murder one of their friend sorority girls.
It's an accident. And then they cover it up. But years later,
it comes back to haunt
somebody's
them.
Coming along to get the girls. Who is it? What happens? And is there a shower scene? I'll discover all.
It's just a pretty college girl vehicle.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
I know, but I could tell from the trailers.
You should go see one of these movies. That's what we should do. I should drag you to one of these movies.
No, let's go to the Pet Parade.
We're going to the Pet Parade. 5 years is next week, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so are we going to have our 5th anniversary?
Happy anniversary to us. I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll be here next week.
The 18th. Friday the 18th.
I'm going to take one of those weeks in October off. But yeah, that's about right. You'll check your records and you'll find out I'm correct. Remember you put me on like
probation? Because I've been on for 7 years.
I know.
I forgot to celebrate, but I had my September 1st was my seventh year anniversary.
So maybe this is our 6th year.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I joined you about a year after you started. You put me on probation for a long time.
I did not.
You did?
I did not.
All those things you made me do. Why I had to disrobe that one day, I don't know, in the studio.
He's so lying.
But you had me on probation. You were checking me out. You were waiting to see what kind of fan letters you got.
Everybody loves you except those who don't.
It's a very mixed group. Openings today. The Edge Gallery has Mark Chatterley, 203 Canyon Road, Connections. In Art Gallery has Robert Livesey Wells, 219 Delgado Street, Reception. next week, but they're opening it today. Meyer Gallery has the 22nd anniversary show, group show, 5 to 7. They're at 225 Canyon Road. Turn O'Carroll has Igor Melnikov, new work, paintings, reception 5 to 7. And Zane Bennett Contemporary Art has New York Crowds, which sounds interesting as to a former New Yorker like me. Paintings and work on paper by David Kapp, K-A-P-P, reception 5 to 7. Zane Bennett is on Guadalupe Street, 435 South.
And James Drake will be speaking Tipton Hall as part of the Santa Fe Art Institute's lecture series on Monday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And we'll be talking to him on that morning at a little after 8 o'clock.
Excellent. Tonight being Fest Night, I think the museums are all closing at 5. I don't think they're doing the 5 to 8 free tonight. I think they're done. But let's say you're out tonight, and let's say you want to go drinking, and you want to drink responsibly, which means if nothing else, you're not going to drive. And you already know that, so please don't. And you're saying, where should we go? Where's their music? Tonight, Corazon. Latter-day Jazz with Matt Clark, Justin Bransford, Daniel Ward, 5 o'clock, no cover. At 9 o'clock, you have Terry True and the Groove Tribe. Big Easy R&B and old school. 9 o'clock, you've got to pay a slight cover charge. Downtown at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa, Tierra Plena plays salsa at 8:30.
Nice.
Small cover charge. La Casa Sena does the Best of Broadway, 6 to 10, no cover.
Hey, isn't there a Mambo Room on Saturday?
I'm getting to that. I'm on Friday night now, but we'll go there. We'll go to Saturday night. Milagro 139 has the Gordon Free Band, 10 o'clock. No cover tonight. They're down on San Francisco Street. Tin Star Saloon has one of my favorite groups, Vanilla Pop, 80s Glam, and Vegas Lounge Music, 9 o'clock. You can't help but dance to those guys. And Vanessa, if you want something a little quieter tonight, has Charles Tishner playing piano at 7 o'clock.
Charles!
Now, Saturday night, what were you talking about?
The Mambo Room.
Is that the Lodge Lounge at the Lodge of Santa Fe? Salsa Dance Party with DJ Avi.
Yeah, that's the Mambo Room.
You going?
Maybe.
You don't like to say where you're going and when. And then I show up and you're not there.
That's because I didn't say.
9 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
Cover charge.
That's a good party, especially if you like Latin music.
That'll be cool. If you want to hear Dennis Austin, he's playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday at the 2nd Street Brewery. And El Farol on Saturday has Latin Lounge with Nacha Mendez, who I absolutely love. 7 o'clock, no cover. So you could catch her at 7, then run up to the Milagro Mambo Party at 9. And I love this name. Backroad Pizza has Noodles Alexander. Spoken word performance and blues at 8 o'clock. So there you go. Some interesting stuff Friday and Saturday.
There we have it.
Not bad at all. What time is it?
8:55.
Yikes. Hardly any time left to do some of my own spoken word stuff.
How about your own sung song stuff?
Well, I'm going to sing Viva La Fiesta on my way out.
Oh, okay.
To the tune of Viva Las Vegas. School of Advanced Research.
Hey, what about the, talk about SAR, but what about the melodrama? I haven't heard anything about the melodrama.
Hay Fever has taken the place of the melodrama this year.
Oh, no melodrama?
No melodrama. I've only heard a couple people complain about it. The rumor is they couldn't get some writers to do it, and they wanted to take time off so they could write a really good one next year.
Oh, okay.
Probably get like a really smart writer who's funny to help write it. So, the School of Advanced Research.
He said smirking,
Clash of
knowingly.
The Titans, the Inca Emperor, Atalupa, Atahualpa, A-T-A-H-U-A-L-P-A.
Atahualpa.
That guy, and the Spanish conquistador Pizarro. Charles Stanish speaks about this. It's on Wednesday. SAR, 660 Garcia Street. We did not list the time in Pasatiempo. Bad. I'm assuming
but you can
it's
call
noon.
Them.
I think it's noon. Here's the phone number, 954-7203. The Inca Empire, huh? Remember and that it's a song by Jimmy Durante, Inca Dinka Dink?
Inca-dinka-dinka-dinka-dinka-dinka-doo.
Oh, what a beautiful feeling.
That has nothing to do with the Incas of Peru.
How do you know those guys didn't write the song based on the Incas?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Well, I don't know how you come up with Inca-dinka-doo and you're not talking about the Incas.
So but the School for American Research is, besides being a place full of interesting scholars doing good work, is a beautiful campus and a beautiful building. So if you've never been there, it's worth checking out.
The Rio Costilla Studio Tours this weekend if you want to get out of town. It's in the southern edge of the San Luis Valley of southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. It's on the border. It's the 11th annual. If you want to head up there, there's paintings, photos, ceramics, furniture. Call 575-586-2143. See page 64, Pasatiempo. Pick up Pasatiempo. There's everything in there you want.
Most excellent.
Not bad at all.
So we've just got a minute and a half left.
Well, that's good. What are you going to do this weekend?
2 minutes. What am I going to do this weekend? Well, if I can get up early, I might go to the pet parade. We're not sure yet.
Well, I'll come over and wake you up.
Lots of luck with that. My dogs form a phalanx of barking, which is hard to get through.
Break up, Mary Charlotte. We want to go to pet parade.
And they're too busy not chasing the mouse that was in their kibbles.
Pet parade.
Yeah, they want to go to the pet parade. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
And let's plug Felines and Friends again.
Felines and Friends. Feline Fiesta. 12 noon at Petco on Cerrios.
On Saturday. Great. So Felines and Friends.
If you need a kitty, you can go to
the pet parade and then get out there and do the
That's
kitty
what
cat
I'm saying.
Stuff.
You can go to the pet parade, be inspired, realize that you need animals in your life, and then go get yourself a kitty.
I know, or a puppy.
And she called them teenagers. The cats are teenagers. That would appeal to your sensibilities.
That's pretty. Always with the comments about the juvenile delinquency when it comes to me.
In you. There's a juvenile delinquent inside of you just waiting to emerge.
Anyway, it's Fiesta Weekend. Avoid the plaza if you don't want to participate. Otherwise, head on down. Take a bus, carpool, bike. Have fun. Que viva la fiesta.
Maybe not delinquent, just juvenile.
Because it's just the best of you can. Forget the rest, because we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Keep him alive for yes to put on your best Vesta, because you drive your Vespa, and I know that you and me are going to tie one on tonight. Oh, Mary Charlotte, how I wish there was more than just 3 days to Fiesta Weekend, because if there were, you know, I'd love to have a little fun with your... Anyway, keep going.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
What I almost said.
KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me, email radiocafe@ksfr.org. I know, but I'm using this. I have this old computer, which I've sort of taken out of mothballs, but I've been using it. And it's not that, it works pretty much, but I'll have, I think by Tuesday, the other one back, which has all my old data on it. I don't have any emails that came before Friday of last week.
You've got a luminescent eyes.
Thank you. SantaFeRadioCafe.org is the website where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe.
Excellent.
Thanks to Brian Highhill for engineering today.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned for the BBC, the Beeb, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona.
So check in your record, see if it's 5 or 6 years, and we'll decide what we're going to do as a result.
Yeah. Because if it's 6, that's 2 times 3. But if it's 5, it's a prime number.
Why do you do, at the end of the show, why do you suddenly throw me? I can't even balance my midnight checkbook. What are you talking about here?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.